the best youth station in the Bay. Latinos Radio.
And of course, it is that time once again. Welcome to the Weekday Shake here on Madiba's Radio. We connect, inform, and engage. And of course, to introduce myself, my name is Tsoka Talondlovu, the brightest star on podcast. Once you know the Tsix is on your airwaves, nothing will be the same. And once again, I'm not alone. I'm with an icon, literally like a superstar.
Oh my goodness, like, don't blaze me.
We got to, but I'm going to let you introduce yourself, but I can't do you justice.
So it's your girl Kelly Arinze, aka Kelly Jelly.
Period.
And of course, it's the Weekday Shake. We are here for your daily dose of laughs, you know, the vibes, a little bit of drama, of course, because we always keep it coming.
We gotta keep the tea flowing.
Yeah, and I'm just here to shake things up.
Period.
So I'm super excited.
Especially because what a week has it been? Like,
oh my goodness. It has been just the shackles for me academically. It's been insane.
Literally, like, so much has gone down academically, socially, just life in general. It's just chaotic.
And I feel like life, more and more around this time, it just demands you to have that time management and have your schedule and have things together. Because if you miss one thing or you don't do, okay, a certain thing that you scheduled, everything is now behind schedule.
Literally.
You were drowning. You don't know what to do. Everything's just like, oh my God.
Your life just goes in shambles. You're like, well, I don't know how I got here, but it is what it is.
It is so true. Like, you won't know how you got there. You won't know, okay, life is just, where is life moving? How is life going? But you just know that it's going and it's just going without you.
Like, literally.
Yeah.
But at least one thing that was quite positive that has happened probably this week, even though last week, but you know, we consider it.
We're considering it this week.
Time is a construct. It's not real.
Yes.
But Africa Day and all of, overall Africa Month. Like, one thing about NUU, they really put so much effort this year. Not to say other years they didn't, but I feel like this year there was just something magical about Africa Month this year.
Yeah, it was really such a beautiful celebration. Because on Friday, was it on Friday or Saturday? We actually had a Africa Day celebration brought by the Res Life and Student Development.
Period. Yeah. Shout out to them. Shout out to
Res Life. And it was such a beautiful showcase of Africanism. It was really a beautiful day to be African. Essentially, the task or how the event was structured was that each residence, so each of one of our on-campus residences, had to come up with a African country to represent. And you basically had a stall and you had to have, you know, little ornaments, food, some songs that kind of represent that African country.
Okay, that sounds actually quite interesting and so, like, lovely, because different, like, countries, different foods. Like, it sounds like a ball. I wish I had attended, but unfortunately.
You so missed out.
Like, it's, FOMO is killing me. Like, so basically, like, from your experience, you know, from your bias experience, like, which team, can you say team or more so country? Like, which country were you like, oh, they ate?
I don't know if this is biased because, I mean, I am part Nigerian, but that Nigerian stall, guys, was completely, like, it was just so good. From the food, right, their jollof rice was really good. It was actually my first time having jollof rice.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, period.
So it was really good. And then they had fufu, which I always thought was, like, bab, but I saw on that day that it's actually... It's not bap.
Is it completely different?
It's not completely different, but it has a more of a doughy texture.
Okay.
Than a, I don't know how to describe bap, eh?
Like bap is like, it's
kind of, but then it was more like closer to bread and like, but they're not as okay baked through, I'd say.
Yeah.
It was still really good. And I think it was also this soup that they had that you eat with the fufu.
Yeah.
Also very, like, phenomenal. So with the food already, I'd give them a 10 out of 10.
Period.
And then on top of that, they actually dressed up in the cultural wear.
The fashion was the on point.
The fashion was, because you know they eat down.
Like, yeah. they always eat down.
They always eat down. So that is also a really good one, because they also had the makeup,
ooh,
the hair, everything was just kind of intentional. Hmm. And it was really, you could see that, okay, they really planned this and they yeah. wanted it to be something intentional and not just, okay, we just have to do this and stuff like that. So I think on those markers, the food, the energy, the clothing, the makeup, it was just, that was my favorite store.
It was just top tier. Because like, I can imagine how, like, not only them, but like all the different countries, and how I would assume that not like for each res had to, you know, different countries, but not everybody from that res knew a lot of the cultural context and stuff. So the fact that everybody did their research, it was impressive. Really impressive,
because the judges had to go around basically and ask questions. So you had to be knowledgeable on, okay, what is this country about? What is the history behind the country? And things like that. And even with the stalls that were representing our beautiful country, there was also history behind it. You know, they talked about our currency. They talked about our minerals. You know, they talked about our history as just, as a nation. It was just, even though... what is this? The actual event was not more so about the history and all of those things. You could tell that people planned and really wanted to inform whoever was interested about that specific African country. It was really beautiful.
And it's beautiful indeed. Like, because I saw the content, I'm like, oof, like, this eight down. And interesting enough, like, you said that South Africa was also there as well.
Yeah.
Because I also wondered, like, South Africa on its own has so many different cultures. Hey.
Oh, it does.
So, like, how was that incorporated? Like, how do we, like, okay, so this is what we're going to focus on, the food and the fashion.
Basically, I'd say that we tried to go for staples.
Mm.
So go for, okay, chakalaka. Everyone eats chakalaka. Yeah. Go for bride meat. Everyone, you know, loves bride meat.
You know?
But then I think we kind of wanted to also make things a little bit more unique.
Yeah.
So we also had chicken feet there, okay, which is really good. And then most of the things we had on our specific stall, right? Because I'm a fellow house girl.
Yeah.
was the currency. Mm. So we had the history of how our money has actually changed over time. And the specific minerals. So we just had rocks that we painted of different minerals to represent how rich we are in our coal, in our gold, in our diamonds, you know. I mean, Africa overall is so rich in these things.
We are, like, we be mining so many beautiful things. Like,
it's such a discovery. Like, each and every single time, you're just like, wow.
Like, we got the dough. Like,
we got the dough. We have a little something. So I think that's what we tried to go for, to kind of balance it out, not maybe lean too much into one specific culture, because, you know, like you said, we are rich. We're a rainbow nation for a reason, you know?
So
there was a lot of cultures we could have represented. But I think we chose staples that kind of, you know, are common
to everybody, and it shows that, like, you know, we are South Africa.
Yes.
Like, it's just so beautiful to see how much we can celebrate our continent.
Mm.
We live in a beautiful continent.
We really do. Like, I think even apart from our resources and everything, genuinely just the overall culture, the vibe of our continent is beautiful. And the fact that that culture and that spirit is still alive and well and everything till this day is just, it's remarkable.
And it's insane, actually, how like vibrant it is. And what another thing that I have that's also like insane is, like, in as much as we have a continent that's so beautiful and so it's just amazing, what really frustrates me is how tourism amongst Africa is not to say it's not encouraged, but it's not pushed as much. Like, people are like, I want to go to Paris, I want to go to Tokyo. Like,
where's, I want to go to Africa,
you know? I want to go to Cairo, I want to go to Lagos or Harare or somewhere. Like, we need to explore our continent.
I also don't get that, because we have lovely beaches. great weather. I mean, even though it's technically quote unquote winter, the sun's still out, guys.
Literally, you know, like
the sun's still out. We're still chilling. We're still, you know, so the weather is great. The beaches are beautiful. The sceneries and everything. I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't want to come here.
Like, I feel like this is like the perfect place to live.
Honestly speaking, you know, like it's a beautiful place to be in. Like, genuinely, it's so rich in every aspect, you know. So, vacation spot, guys, if you've been looking for a spot for your next, you know, destination,
come to Africa.
Come to Africa. Africa.
It's going to go down. It's going to go down.
It's the place to be. All right. Yeah. And actually, on that note, what is this? I know on TikTok, South Africa has actually been, I don't know if you've noticed, but we've been gaining some sort of recognition.
We have.
Like, they're talking about us.
Like, they stay talking about us, whether it's like what we do in our music, our celebs, or just us as people. Like, we just stay in their mouths.
I really think that amapiano or music has played a big role in making a name for South Africa in like the international, you know, space. Our Tyla, who's eating it up,
literally,
by the way.
Like our queen, you like, know? She just eats and eats.
And our just amapiano, like the beats, really, oof, everyone is just blown away at how vibey and how just like it brings everyone together. And it's something that we obviously, like in South Africa or just in Africa in general, we do that and we vibe, but then I think it's maybe bizarre to other countries to say that, oh my goodness, like this is something that brings you all together. Like, you guys genuinely gel to this music. And if you've been to Groove, you know, we see,
yeah,
whether I know you, whether I don't know you, we are lip syncing the song, so we're having a fun time. So yeah, it was really just nice to see that even internationally, South Africa is getting, you know, recognized and it's being appreciated.
Definitely.
Let me say, yeah.
And like the appreciation, it feels amazing.
Right?
It feels good. Because
like as a fellow South African.
Like, you know, like pull through. Like,
come over.
Yeah, because we be getting down.
Yeah.
Didn't Tyla at some point say that when she like parties in other countries, it's not the same?
Yeah, she did say.
It's not the same.
She said she had a beef with the clubs. They are not having that energy. They're not having that, like, you know, that togetherness that our clubs have. And secondly, I think she also was like, oh, the food cannot top, like, the flavors, guys, the sauces,
literally
everything.
Like, especially, you know it's real when she even brought like a whole male's meal to America, because she was like,
I need that bop, girl.
Like, I need a stat,
because what's going on here,
it's not the vibe.
And I'm confused also to say, okay, what is actually going on and what's happening. But I think I also appreciate that even though she is in the States doing her big stuff, collaborations, all of those things, she doesn't forget her home, and she still incorporates her culture. And I just really, I appreciate that about her.
True, because you would expect for like a lot of celebs, especially coming from Africa, to kind of like, the minute they go to the West, bye Africa.
Yeah, they're just like, bye Africa, like bye Felicia.
All of a sudden the accent is changing. Yeah. All of a sudden it's like, I'm not from Africa. Like,
yeah, I'm not from Africa. And they refer to Africa as if it's a country. Like, girl, you know better.
You know better. Like, I mean, I'll never forget, I'm not trying to throw shade at nobody, but the whole, I come from a small town in Durban.
Come on.
You know, we love you, but like, we all know Durban is not a small town.
Exactly. Like, it is not a small town.
Why are you lying?
It's literally like one of the capitals, I think. Like, so, what's going on?
Like, what's,
you know,
going
better.
On? Like, come do on better. Now. Like, let's not do that.
Let's not do that. So I think that happens a lot, and I don't know why it happens. Like, do we subconsciously maybe think that other countries are superior? And so maybe when it's like when you leave your home country, it's like, okay, I finally made it out, and now I can be in the actual nice places and stuff like that.
I feel like maybe it is that, because I guess culturally, there's a lot of narrative that, like, you know, the US is like the be all end all. Once you made it in America,
you've made it. Yazzy, we are within.
And it's like, I do feel like at the end of the day, everywhere is beautiful. Everywhere has culture. Everywhere has vibe. So I don't really like how, like, the West is put in a pedestal and everywhere else is just like, yeah, no, that's a flop.
Like, exactly. Like, I mean, because I don't even think it's so different in a way that you can't even compare. Like, the vibes and the culture, and it's, you can't even compare it. So I think to then deem one more superior or just to see one that way is really not doing yourself justice, because I feel like you really limit yourself to a lot of the beautiful and the vibrant and just everything else about Africa.
Because it's a beautiful continent. Continent for people who think it's a country. I'm still on that.
Like, yes, it's a continent.
Literally. Okay. 50-something
yes,
countries.
We have a lot of countries.
Hey.
Right. A lot of countries.
Let's not even get into the official languages.
Yo, the languages. Each country could have more than, like, 2-3 official languages.
Literally.
Like, it's really diverse.
And it's like, it's crazy because even like the whole African accent. What exactly is that?
What is that? Because I feel like the way that you speak, I mean, I do know that it does have to play some words that we use are kind of related to the history that we have. I think even as a continent, because the specific colonizers that country was kind of subjected to, most of the time, if you notice, that is kind of how they speak.
True.
Like, for example, the way we pronounce certain things, like, okay, we don't say tomato.
Right.
Yeah, we don't say tomato. Yeah. We say, okay, tomato.
Yeah.
And if you look at that, that is kind of how the British say it as well. You know? So it's kind of like, okay, those little jabs, I get it.
Yeah.
But then that's like only when you're talking about the English language. And if we're now talking about all the other languages, that doesn't really hold up. Because
it's different.
It's really different.
Even if you compare, like, South African English to British English, you'll know that it's different.
Exactly.
It's so different.
It's really, really different. Like, you cannot even, oh my goodness, you, like, cannot even compare.
Yeah, because it's like,
you can see, you know, man, this one is a South African.
Like, you can feel by the aura even that, no, this is South African.
Mm.
But now when they put that standard African accent that they do in the movies, where it's like, we don't even know where you're from at this point. Like,
to be honest, because I think they did this with Wakanda.
Yes.
Where they were kind of, I don't know if they just generalized or what the hell they did, but I know a lot of people didn't really like it because it just was, for one, out of touch. The way that they were speaking was not representing what the actual language is like and how it's actually spoken.
True.
You know, so maybe getting someone who is very fluent in that could have, you know, helped.
You know?
Could have, you know. But also the fact that it seemed to be this, like, I don't even know how to describe it, but then this, like, mystical, mysterious thing. And it's just like, it's just another language, you know, just like how, you know, any other language exists. I think they were speaking Zulu. Zulu also exists, you know, and they make it seem like it's this bizarre thing. Like, ooh, look at these clicks. Look at these. I mean, guys,
it's a language.
It's like a language, you know? And then when you treat it like a science experiment, it's just kind of like,
Like, it's, we look at you like, what's going on?
What's going on?
And, like, we don't know how to feel about this. You know, like,
we're a bit confused because we're just kind of like, this is not even how we talk. You know, if you're going to represent us, at least do it correctly.
True. Like, as they did at SSV. Like,
So we were represented very beautifully. So I think the same intentionality that was put into our very own Africa Day,
literally,
I think every single person should just embody that.
Definitely.
Yeah. Because the thought and everything that goes behind it and really learning the history and the culture, I think it just goes a long way.
And it does, because you learn a lot as a person as well, but different cultures, but your own culture as well. And how you could literally step maybe in a different country, a different province, and things could change.
Yeah. Even in your own country. I mean, I know we experience some culture shocks.
Literally, you know, like
our Gauteng, you know, people if you're coming to PE.
Mm.
It was
very interesting. It's like,
oh my goodness. It was like, oh, okay. I'm still in my country, but then despite that, there's still so many differences, you know, and not to say those differences are bad, because I really embrace that to say that, you know, we are so diverse and we're so different, but wow.
It's an interesting journey.
It's an interesting journey.
Like, you know, like, no, I'm in the Eastern Cape now.
You can
feel the change. Like, even when you're in the air, like, you can feel that, okay, we're out of Gauteng.
Yeah, we're out of Gauteng. The wind for one. Always, because I didn't realize, okay, how bad the wind can get.
True.
So I think I remember last year, I had a wig on. It was a glueless wig.
Yeah.
And I wear glueless wigs. They're convenient, you know, they're nice. But I didn't think that I'd have to fight for my life when this wig's trying to fly off my head.
Like,
that's how strong the wind is.
Like, it gets to a point where you're even walking outside, you can't hear yourself. Mm-hmm. Everybody's fighting for their life. It's like gates are being torn apart.
Dude, the trees are literally hanging on by one branch.
Literally.
And it's kind of like, how do the locals, like, just get used to this?
You know, it's crazy.
And it's so crazy.
Because even the other day, I remember, was it 2 weeks ago? But I remember it hailed.
Oh, yes, I remember.
And I was like, from the amount of time I've been this side, it barely hails. Even thunder. I've noticed that thunder doesn't happen a lot.
Yeah.
Which I like, I will say, because thunder is very scary.
Yeah, very
scary. But, like, unlike in Gauteng, when it thunders, it's like...
That's even common. Like, if it rains, you are going to get some sort of thunder, you know, and some sort of lightning. And, you know, hail is not something that's like, oh,
you know
it happens.
But, like, this side is like, wow, like, what's going on?
You know, what's happening?
Like, even an umbrella, this side is useless.
Oh, it's so, so useless. And that's why, like, I just gave up on the idea of buying one. Because I'm just like... Even if you try and hold it up, it's literally going to fly away.
Like,
it's better to maybe get like a coat, you know, like a raincoat. I think that could be something that's useful. But an umbrella, just forget about it. Forget about it.
It ends up embarrassing, you know, like. Because
you're there, like, you're literally holding on, gripping the sides and still like flying you back. And
it's breaking.
It's breaking.
And everybody's looking at you like, no, you're going through the most.
I think they're looking at you like, can you hear?
Literally.
Like, you're new here?
You're not used to this? Like, come on.
Oh my gosh. But what would you say was your biggest culture shock coming here?
Personally, for me, like, I think two things. Number one, the overall, like, pace of the city. It's very slow. Like, for me, I still find it crazy how people are like, oh no, there's traffic here. How? Like,
have you been to the city?
Like, have y'all sat in like traffic from like Joburg to Pretoria?
Mm.
Like, and it's like, no, you just stay by like Walmart. There's a traffic jam. That's not a traffic jam.
That's not a traffic jam that can be cleared in like what?
2 seconds.
No.
Like,
there in Joburg, specifically Joburg.
Yes.
Oh my God. The traffic there, you can be there for like 2 hours.
Literally.
Trying to get to a specific place and it's just not working.
Literally. And it's a norm at this point.
Yeah. Like, we know, we even budget time. Mm. Like, when you leave... You don't leave 30 minutes before the event starts or whatever that you need to be. You know, okay, I need to leave an hour before, 2 hours before, because I already know, like, this is a norm.
Definitely.
The traffic's going to be there. I mean, it happens.
It happens. So it's like, yeah, we just, this side, there's no such. So it's like, oh, okay. And I feel like, secondly, I would say, like, language. The language thing is, like, a very, like, interesting. Because in, like, Gauteng, you know, it's very diverse language-wise.
Yeah.
You never know, like, you could speak to somebody and they could be the Zulu, they could be Xhosa, they could be Sotho. You never know.
Yeah.
But this side, it's, like, most... 90% of the time.
You're going to be speaking to a Xhosa.
Yeah.
And the thing with Gauteng is that we even mix the languages. I don't know if you're familiar with Pitori.
Yes.
Where it's like, we mix everything in there. Soto, in there. Tswana, in there. Speri, in there. Like, it's like, it doesn't have to be, okay, we're speaking a specific language. As long as you get me and I get you.
Then we can converse.
We're great.
But this side now, you have to teta.
Yeah, teta. And it's like, oh, you know, I need to get on that, learning on that ASAP.
Literally.
It was actually very difficult to pick up the language because I feel like I am a fast learner. But for some reason, Xhosa is just not sticking. It's really not sticking. I don't know if it's the clicks, because it does have more clicks, or if it's the actual, like, different words for everything, because it seems like everything has a word.
True.
Everything has a word, yeah.
And even, like, sentence construction, and also notes the pacing.
Yes, like, the pacing.
It's like, I feel like it's a very fast language.
Oh, it's so fast.
It's so fast. Oh, like, it's so sometimes fast. It's like, you think you understand, then you speak to that one person and you're just like,
huh? Like, what did you say?
can you slow it down a bit?
Like, you need to speak in slow motion because I won't hear what you are saying.
Or it's like, with learning the language, it's like you pick up on, like, the terms and, like, I saw now, you know.
You know, yeah.
But, like, so now, like, have a full sentence and be like, okay, like,
I've said a full sentence.
And, like,
not likely.
But maybe we'll get there.
We'll get there, guys. Give us time.
You know,
we are going to do better.
Who knows? Maybe the next podcast, it might be full.
It might just be full. Plus, and you guys will be like, huh?
What's going on? Like,
are these the same people from last week? And be like, yeah.
We locked in.
Like, you know, when it's time to log in, you have to log in. Everything falls to the side. You focus on that specific thing that you need to do.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it just be like that. So, but what would you say were, like, big culture shocks?
For me, oh my gosh, I had several, but shared with you as well to say, okay, the language and the overall pace, even with the pace, like, the actual cultural events that happen, you know, in Gauteng, like, there's something happening every single day.
Literally
every single, I'm not even exaggerating, every day there is something.
You can't be bored.
So here, it's a bit spaced. I mean, we do have some couple of things, you know.
They're cute and all.
And they're very cute, but they can't compare to, you know, Joburg or Gauteng, you know, because it's way busier.
True.
Yeah. So I actually appreciate that sometimes because I think sometimes when you're just in the hustle and bustle, you kind of get lost in it.
Definitely.
So at least one thing about that I can appreciate about the Eastern Cape is that you actually have time to have a sense of self and to develop the things that you actually like and not just maybe doing stuff because, okay, it's happening.
It's a vibe.
Might as well go and things like that. So that's something that was like, oh.
Okay.
And then, this is so weird and random, but then calling adults sissy.
I
don't feel comfortable, guys.
Same.
I really don't feel comfortable. Because you're not my sis.
Like,
you're way older than me.
Literally, like, come on. You're older than my mom. Like, come on now.
Dude, like, why am I calling you sissy? And it's, like, something that's so normal. I don't even think the elders are even taking offense to it. Because it's kind of like, okay, this is, you know, how we do it. But then it also is just, it's so unfamiliar.
It is. Like, it's like, what? Like, okay. Like, I don't know how I feel about
I don't know how I feel about that. But, I mean, I guess I'll just hop on the bandwagon.
Literally.
See where it takes me.
And, like, I'm even thinking of a random thing now that I've noticed that's a bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, funny enough, when it comes to, like, alcohol and, like, the drink choices. It's very different, I will say.
Very true.
Like, I've noticed that Eastern Cape, they do, like, what is it, Gordon's?
Yes.
They love Gordon's.
They love Gordon's. What else actually have I paid? I haven't paid attention to that, actually.
Like, I realized that Gordon's is quite popular. But I've also, like, noticed, as you were saying, with the whole, like, the pacing. So, personally, if you had a choice. So, like, you know, after your degree and everything, you can choose where you want to live and work.
Right.
So, would you opt for, like, a slower pace, like, here, Gqeberha? Or are you just like, I need to get back to the city stat? Because I usually ask people that question, and I love to get, like, different responses. Because I feel like everybody has a different take. It also depends where you're from, whether you're from the city, where you're from, the rural area.
So it does play a fact. That definitely does play a fact. And I think for me personally, I think I do a little mixture of both. I think for, you know, majority of my youth and my working class age and stuff like that, I would definitely be in the city. I mean, that is where the opportunities are, guys.
True.
The vibes are there. Everything is there. You are young. You are, you know, still fresh. You're ready to take on the world. You still feel like you can beat the world and things like that, you know? So I think I'd definitely be in the city. But then slowing down now, maybe, you know, old age, I want to retire. I would definitely like want to come back. I mean, waking up on a random day, going to the beach.
That's wholesome.
It's so wholesome, you know? And then I feel like the older that you get, the more of those moments that you appreciate, you know? Because you've already experienced a lot of things. So it's kind of like, sometimes I just want to be
just at peace, slow living,
calm. All that.
And I've noticed there's a lot of old people, especially in some strands.
Yes, they are. I mean, I feel like it is a great retirement spot, to be honest.
It is. You know, you're just walking to the beach with your dog, who's also old. And y'all are just having the time of your life.
You know, like, meantime, you're old vibes.
Literally, you're a student, you're running to campus, a lot is going down.
You are literally about to miss your test, so you're there like, papers are everywhere trying to cram. So I do think that, for me, it would be a little mixture of both.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
For me, it's a hard decision because there's a part of me that's like, especially considering, you know, my course and the industry I want to go into, media and stuff, you got to be in the city, you know? Like, you have to, it's kind of like...
Granted. I mean, you have to be there.
But I don't... Or maybe this is just more so, I love Joburg, but I'm kind of bored of it now. You know, because you've grown up there and it's now like, okay, so I just got to go back into
I mean, this is normal to me. So it's kind of getting a bit old. I do get that. Sometimes even the busy can feel like a routine because it's just always like this.
Yes, and now you're used to it. So it's like, you want something different. Like,
yeah.
What's going down in another town?
You know, what's happening?
Yeah. But it also depends on the size because like a small town. Yeah, no.
No, that also wouldn't work for me.
You know, like where they don't even have a mall. Like,
dude.
Like.
I literally watched this video on TikTok and it was saying how you shouldn't date when you're in a small town. Because literally everyone is everyone's ex. Everyone used to date this person. You know this person. Everyone's in your business.
Hey.
I mean, I don't think I could cope like that. No.
I mean, even in PE, it be like that.
Nah?
It be like that. And it's so frustrating because it's like, you think, no, you just know this person, isolation. But somehow in the web, it's linking. And it's like, well, what must happen now?
I guess we all had him.
We can't complain.
We can't complain. You know, how was your experience? Yes. How was your experience?
Okay, you know.
You know, because what else can you do at that point?
Because everybody knows everyone.
Yeah.
Like, it's gotten to a point, I don't know if it's a me problem, but, like, every day going to campus, I see somebody I know.
So true.
Like, there's never a day where you don't see somebody you know. You're not saying, oh, hi, or, you know, every day. And it just shows how small the town is.
Yeah. Because you would think, like, even sometimes when I'm just going about my regular day, like, obviously, when you're going to school, you kind of use the same path and all these things. You bump into the same faces.
Literally.
Like, it's like, oh, I don't know you know, personally, but I know your face. Like, I've seen you around and things like that. So it's kind of like, wow, even with those little details, it's still so, you know,
connected. It's actually crazy when you think about it. And it's insane because in Gauteng, it's not like this. It's like,
dude, it's really not like this. Actually, the weirdest coincidence happened to me. So back in Gauteng, I went to the Glen High School.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And then when I came here, I actually met someone that I went to high school with.
Really?
And at that point, we hadn't really been talking and everything. Yeah. So we both applied to be student leaders this year. And now it's like, wow, we're working together.
Yeah,
like,
What are the odds?
What are the odds, to be honest? And she's the only person that I've met from my high school.
Literally.
The
and
only one.
And both of you decided to move halfway across the country.
Dude.
Like
what are the odds? And like, it's like, it's really such a small world. Like, oh my goodness. Where are you coming from?
From, like, and why are we linking again? Like, is this destiny?
Like, you know, is this fate?
Fate, like, clearly there's some cosmic things
going
down.
That are playing around and stuff like that. But yeah, that was quite, I think, wholesome as well. To be like, ugh, at least someone familiar.
True.
You know, familiar face, someone that I know in this, you know, different place in different province.
it's a crazy thing. It's a crazy thing. And also, so when you first came to PE, do you feel as if, like, you know, were you, how was it adjusting? Like, was it easy? Like, you got here and it's like, yeah, sunshine and rainbows, new city. Or was like, it took a while. It took a while to get used to everything.
Oh, it definitely took a while. It took a minute. Because firstly, I think the transition from high school to university is a little bit jarring.
Yeah.
And for someone who didn't take a gap year, who immediately straight to degree. So it was just like, okay, a lot of workload.
Mm.
And also coupled with the fact that this is not my hometown, so I don't know anyone from here.
Mm.
So that loneliness in the beginning is kind of like, oh, you know, people are bonding like, oh, hey,
you know,
easily making friends and things like that. And then it's like, oh, you know, I'm this whole stranger. I don't even understand what you guys are saying from the language barrier.
Yeah, so now
I'm even more isolated, you know. And then also coupled with the fact that I had to basically develop a sense of self-discipline almost immediately, because from being at home and obviously like my mom telling me like, okay, do this, do that. I kind of was on a schedule.
Yeah.
And then to come here and just have complete freedom to do whatever that I want.
It's like, it's crazy.
It's so crazy. So that like jump, I know a lot of the first years are dealing with that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we see them. They're lost on campus.
Yes.
They are crying. They're all over-ish. It's a lot. It is a lot. It's a part of life, but I know it can be quite a lot.
True. Mm. And I think the beauty of it is that it gets better.
It does.
It gets better. You figure things out.
Like, second semester already in my first year, way, 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 way better. I mean, that's when I started, you know, doing some hobbies that maybe could interest me. I started participating more in class, like learning my voice as well, learning to use that, when to use it and how to use it. And also developing like just a routine, like, okay, I buy this much for groceries, which, by the way, buying my first groceries. Crazy business.
It's a crazy.
Crazy. Like, I was like, I understand why my mom doesn't smile.
It's a serious moment.
It's so serious. Yeah. Like, it's like, you're watching that amount just go higher and higher and higher. And you're just like, yo, I thought when I get here, I'm just going to eat all the snacks I want.
Mm.
I can finally get, my mom didn't want to buy us the chocolate cereal because it's bad for your health and whatever. So and I was like, I'm going to buy it now and I'm going to do what I want. And when you get to the till, it's kind of like, oh, that's not in budget.
And it's just like,
it's not in budget.
It's like, child. And now it's a thing of like, so what happens now? Like,
exactly.
Because now you also need to figure out your own like shopping style and like what is important to you, what is not important to you.
What do you like kind of need? Because although maybe you could have grown up eating a specific thing or having a specific brand, you kind of want to also try to say, oh, okay, maybe I'll prefer this type. I think I remember for me, something so simple, but I would always consider like All Bran as cereal. Like, that's the cereal I go to.
You know, it's the,
you know, it's the go to. And then now I'm like, okay, I'm trying others. I'm trying OTs. I'm trying Cocoa Pops. I'm trying all these things. I'm just like, oh my goodness, where have you been all my life?
Like, I can explore.
Like, I can explore with these things and I can, you know, experiment and try different things. I think it was such a hurdle, but once you get over it, things really just slip into place.
Definitely. You figure out like, okay, this is how it goes. Sometimes.
Sometimes. Yes. But then life can still, you know, run away from you.
Hey, you know, there's those months where you don't know what went down, but all of a sudden, zero rand. How did we get there?
Because I thought I had a, I had a routine, I had a something going. Mm. And then now it's like, oh, not only am I broke, but I'm failing. So what's happening?
What must I do now?
Because now at this point, it's just me. It's just me. Like everything else has just fell to the side. So I think also learning that like, it's a constant growing journey. You're not going to get to a point and be like, okay, I have it all figured out.
Definitely.
It's still going to be constantly. Like, even now, during this very tough exam season,
yes,
I'm still figuring it out.
Same.
Like, till now, I'm trying new study strategies.
Jeez, and new ways of living, new ways of budgeting, and new ways of just figuring out this varsity life.
Yeah, and you're going to have to do it again in third year, again when you do your postgraduate or your honors or whatever that you want to do, because it'll never be the same, you know? So, yeah, I do like learning. I just love learning, not just academically, but...
But, like, learning life. In life.
I love that. Like, things must change, guys.
You know, like...
You can't be doing the same things.
Monday to Friday.
That's so boring. And that's why I think, for me, I could never do an office job.
Same.
Like, I could literally... I can't. So, I have to wake up, get ready, drive the same way, come in, tap in the computer for, like, a couple of hours...
Take 1 hour lunch break.
Like, mind you, there are lines, you know, where I'm going literally to get my lunch. And then come back, work again, and just repeat the cycle.
Like, are we not going somewhere?
Are we not talking to people?
Are we not standing, going outside?
Yeah. Like, it's like, I can't sustain that. Even if I wanted to, can't.
It's going to cause a crash out. And yo, we don't need that. Like, life is more than that. No shade to people who work office jobs.
Of yeah.
Different strokes with different folks. Have you seen that TikTok, by the way?
Yeah.
Different strokes with different folks.
I see that.
So, as they said, different strokes with different folks, but us, No, thank you.
I do know, because I was watching another video. You see, this is a sign for me to get offline, because all my references are from TikTok at this point. And she was basically saying how she actually values stability.
Mm.
Like, she wants a job where she knows what is coming up. You know, she knows what she's going to be doing. She doesn't want where, okay, now randomly we're doing this. Okay,
yeah.
Randomly we have a trip. Randomly we have to meet up with this person. It's just kind of like, no, I value that stability that an office job brings. And I just never heard that perspective, because obviously I have my own views on
it.
So I was like, oh. Interesting.
It's a valid perspective, because to an extent, I value stability, but more in the financial sense.
Okay.
So, like, the job can just be chaotic, but financially, I need to know that at the end of the month, I'm getting
X amount. Yeah.
Because this thing of where it's like, maybe you can get this, maybe you can get that.
Oh, no. And for the planner in me, who needs to know, okay, because if I don't plan, baby, the money is just going to disappear.
Literally.
So I need to plan. So now it's like I'm planning with a different amount every month. And it's a lot.
It's too much to like stress about. And it's like, nah.
I'd rather not do that. But yo, those are real adulting challenges.
Hey. Like
adulting, for real, real adulting. And I will never forgive the... the movies and the series for lying to me and tricking me and making me think that, oh, this is, where we're going to burst out into song randomly and, you know, things are going to be vibey, because no, guys, it's the pits.
It goes down.
It goes down from learning how to, like, maintain friendships that are not necessarily based on the fact that you guys see each other every day and stuff like that. To now learning how to confront certain things, like, okay, now having to be an adult, like, I need to, okay, address this certain situation, or I need to initiate this, or I need to book my own doctor's appointment, or I need to
just, you got a problem, you got to solve it.
You got to solve it.
And even like when you think about it, for example, if like you're in trouble with the university, they're not going to call your parents. It's you. Like,
it's you. You are the adult. You need to stand trial. You need to back up your case, because it's so easy to be like, oh, I'll just call my mom. My mom will explain to you. Let me call my dad. But we don't want your dad. Right. Yeah, we don't want your mom.
It's you. Yeah. Like you're above 18 now. Stand up and speak.
Stand up and, you know, state your case. Man,
this is a lot.
It is a lot. Yo, that sigh. You can tell it to you.
It's going down.
It is going down.
But we roll with the punches, and we gotta stay focused at times. We gotta stay focused, which reminds me that last week we actually spoke about ways, especially during this exam season, like how to stay focused and how, you know, us as students can really just lock in and not lose the plot, because it's very easy to lose the plot.
Yeah, it's very easy to lose the plot.
Those side plots could get so interesting that the main one is just like afterthought.
But ultimately, you are here for school. You are here for some sort of qualification. So, yeah, it is important to kind of maintain that focus, even though it can be so hard.
It's so hard. Like, sometimes it's really just like, is it really worth it? Like, do I really need a degree?
Do you think of quitting? Like, oh my goodness. Like, whew, I could see why they said that. You know that quote that says that if it is easy, everyone would have it?
True.
It's genuinely not even easy. Like, it's challenging.
It's a lot. It needs for you to be a whole different person.
And just completely rewire the ways that you used to use and all of these things. Because I think I even had to start to do, like, niche, like, ways to get myself, my own self, to kind of do certain things and focus and whatever. And when I was telling my friends about this, they were just kind of like, huh? You do that? That's weird. But then you need weird, like, focus strategies. I feel like what usually works, okay, we know about our schedules. We know about, you know, what are those weird, weird things that specifically get you to get up and then do something?
For me personally?
Mm-hmm.
For me... I mean, I'm very big on breaks. I'm very big on rewards. Okay, so for me, rewards. It's like, if I do this, I can sleep. Or if I can do this, like, if I lock in on this assignment now, I can take 2 days off type of thing.
Okay.
Or if it's like, let me do, if I can do like this, if I can like study now, best believe tonight I'm going to make the dinner of my life type of thing. So okay. I very much believe in a reward system. Like just, you know, treating yourself sometimes, you know.
Yeah, being a softie. Like, this life could be so rough, you know.
Like, so balance it out. But what would you say are like your niche things?
My niche things, I literally have to like, so what I do is that I need to first like block the world. So whether I'm putting my phone on airplane mode or whatever, and then I literally need to sit there, and I don't know if this is healthy or low-key toxic or not, but then I just start thinking, or I start like basically telling myself what will happen if I don't do what I need to do. So I'm interesting. Like, okay, you're not going to study, and then what? You're going to go there, you're going to write this test, you're not going to feel good about yourself, then what? You're going to come back and wish you did this, and then you're going to repeat the cycle. Like, do you want that girl?
No. So get to it type of thing.
So, like, immediately when I start telling myself, I literally get up, because it's like a big fear of mine to kind of regret stuff. I don't want to have regrets.
True.
I hate having to say, I wish I did this or I wish I did that. I want to do something in the moment and be completely confident that this is the right decision.
Definitely. And even if it's not, you did it.
Yeah. Even if it's not, I did it, you know, and I did it authentically. Because I think also people think that, oh, just because you tried something and you didn't like it or it didn't turn out the way that you did, then you regret it. For me, no, because that was an authentic decision that I made at the time. So it's still something that I have no regrets for, because if I didn't make that decision, I wouldn't have the information that I have right now, which is that I don't like this.
It helps. Sometimes you gotta flop nicely, you know? Like, it's fun sometimes. Like,
I think that's a big adulting, you know, challenge or a lesson to be like, okay, failure.
Yeah.
You are not always going to get it right.
Right. You know? Like, and especially if, like, for example, you are like maybe that child or teenager who you're always getting good marks, you're always the good kid and stuff like that. So, like, it was mostly smooth sailing. So now as an adult where maybe for the first time things don't look very right.
And like, it might not go the way that you wanted it to go.
Go. And then the existential crisis, and then you're goodness.
Well, I don't even know who I am, so anymore. I'm just gonna cruise with wherever life takes me at this point, because the hurdles, I mean, just come in all the time, and you have to be able to be like, oh, duck it, oh,
you know,
be able to, you know, try and do that. So I mean, we live and we learn. I think what comforts me is that we're all going through this together.
Literally.
It's a universal thing. Like, we're all in this.
We're all figuring it out.
Literally, it's everyone's first time doing life.
Mm.
So we're all learning constantly, adjusting, you know, all of these things. Like, it's just common, and it's what everyone does.
And some people may pretend like, you know, they got to figure it out, but they don't.
They really don't. Mm. And it's okay not to have it all figured
Definitely.
Out.
Definitely.
I think I realized that you're supposed to do it even though you don't have things figured out.
Mm.
Because if you wait to have things figured out, you'll be waiting for a long time, child.
You might be waiting for forever.
You're going to wait because literally you cannot figure out life. There's no cheat code here. We are thrown into the wolves.
And
we need to figure it out.
And the crazy thing is, like, you think you got a plan? Plot twist. There's so many plot twists
exactly.
in life. Like, so you might think it might go a certain way, and then all of a sudden, nope.
What must happen? Doesn't go that way. What must happen now? Because you can't give up.
You know?
You know? You have to try and find another way, or find a way that you didn't think you'd have to take, but then now you could use it. And all of these things. Like, I think also being open-minded as, you know, a young adult can get you far. Because if you're going to stick to the rigidness of like, okay, I have to do it like this. The plan was to do it like this. And then that plan doesn't go according to plan. Now you're just like, okay, everything is just... But then it's like, no, you can just find another way to do it.
True. And sometimes within that, you find even better ways to do things.
Exactly. And innovation.
You know, innovation and creation.
T-T-T-T.
So that's what makes life fun as well.
Yeah. It really, it keeps it interesting. Mm. You know, you just juggle with whatever. And it's also kind of comforting also to be like, okay, I'm not the first one and I won't be the last one. Yeah. So, you know, also kind of having that stepping stone that you're setting for, you know, future generations to be like, yeah, you know, I wasn't the first one to go through this. That comforted me. And I'm sure someone else looking at our generation would be like, okay, but they weren't the only ones who went through this. You know, it's kind of like, you know,
it's a universal problem.
It's a universal problem which needs a universal solution.
True.
Mm-hmm.
And that universal solution, we don't know.
We don't know.
And maybe that's the beauty of it.
I also think so.
You know, sometimes it doesn't need to be a solution.
Oh my God. Like sometimes I don't know if my friends kind of said that this was a bit depressing.
Hmm.
But I was like, you know what, guys? I think I'm slowly starting to, you know, accept the fact that everything kind of just happens. And sometimes when you attach meaning to certain things, I feel like you can kind of lose the plot, which is not the meaning. It's the experience, you
Definitely.
Know? So if you're trying to be like, okay, what does this all mean? What does this all mean? Sometimes it doesn't mean anything. Sometimes you're just there to experience it. And just figure out and do whatever that it is that you're supposed to do. So if you're hung up on trying to find the meaning and you're struggling and you're missing the point, I mean, it starts to be a problem.
True. It ruins the experience of it all. And it's not.
Because I think, I don't know if you've heard this where they'll make an example of this exact situation. And they're like, you know, there was a fish who was trying to find the ocean. And so it was going fish to fish, asking like, where's the ocean? Where's the ocean? And then it's like, but you're in water. You're in the ocean. Like, it's not about finding it or figuring it out. You're already in it. And you're already doing this.
You know, and I'm pretty sure had the fish not like been so hung up on finding the ocean, he would have enjoyed this whole experience
exactly.
of looking for.
Because then I think even in the example, when the other fish says that, no, you're in the ocean, he's like, no, but this is just water. I'm looking for the ocean. You see, and then now you kind of lose the plot.
Yeah.
See, in terms of what I was saying, that you start to not focus on what actually is important or what actually matters, which is not about, you know, finding all these answers or finding all these meanings, but just cruising through life.
Literally, just keep swimming. As they
just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Yeah.
That's life sometimes.
That is life.
And you find out the fish gets to the ocean. I was like, wow, this is not what I thought it'd be.
Exactly.
So
you know, you just, I don't know. Yeah, I think in life, just always be ready to switch things up.
Yes.
Like, always be on your feet. Never get too comfortable, because things can always switch up.
True.
Plot twist after plot twist.
And if you don't enact the plot twist, the plot twist is going to plot twist on you.
Exactly.
And I think that's the thing about change that can not suck, but the real thing about change is that if you don't allow change to happen, it's going to happen either way. And it's going to happen in a way that is going to be more rough had you just decided to just...
to just flow with it. Because I think when you try and go against it, because I think about it, I mean, it's the one certain thing that we can say, okay, change is definitely going to happen. We can say for certain that things will never be the same all the time. So if you want to go against that and maybe not let that work for you, what does that leave you with?
Nothing.
It literally leaves you with nothing, because it will change whether you don't want it to not, or not. And now it'll just change without you.
True.
So you missed out on that growth opportunity. You missed out on something that you could have learned. You missed out on that experience because you were resisting it instead of just embracing it.
And finding the beauty within it.
Yeah, wow. How we went from, you know, this motivational. I like this, you know.
Literally.
I mean, it's Monday. It's, you know, a little something to just get you through that week.
Definitely.
And something for you to remember to say, yeah.
You know, this life is interesting and it's beautiful.
Yeah, it really, really, really is. Wow.
Yeah, like it got very philosophical. Like,
oh, very philosophical. From Africa Day to, you know, cruising through life. How did we get there?
Yeah, and I'm even looking now, also, we're supposed to also discuss library experiences. Like,
oh my goodness. You see, we were going with the flow. Let's not beat ourselves
up. Yeah, we're going with the flow.
We were literally talking about how life has its hurdles and you just need to adjust. And so we were just doing exactly that.
Going with the flow. And we found the beauty in it.
Exactly. We found the beauty in it. So I think that's even more beautiful, if you ask me.
Period. But of course, for the last few minutes, we want to find out from you listeners what has been the most craziest or strangest library experiences that you have encountered. Because listen, I know it is that season where the library, gets full, it's chaotic, everybody and their mama is there. So
there has to be some strange things that you've been, you know.
There's like,
that's weird.
You know?
Okay, that's... so, you know, unusual.
So, like, I'm interested to hear what they got to say. But do you have any?
I think for me, a really strange one. I don't know if they were... I think they were doing something related to health. Like a health course, from what I'm seeing. But basically, she was trying to memorize all the... I don't know if it was the body parts or the bones or the nervous system. So she literally asked this guy to stand up, and then she started like labeling each like ligament or each thingy.
Like on his body. Okay. Like,
so I was kind of like, you know,
Okay.
That's great. But I mean, at the end of the day, I'm sure now she won't forget.
True.
You know, because, I mean, that is a very unique way to study.
True. Like, you're going to have to remember that, you know?
I mean, you can't forget that one. You know, so, if this is the part that connects whatever, then that is that part. Because you literally touched it and you labeled it and you did that. So, I think it was also kind of fun that they're helping each other like that. Because it seemed like they were all kind of in that faculty or, you know, qualification. So, I wish, Loki, I could have something... Just writing notes.
And like, have something to like really like interesting, you know, even maybe write a song about the...
Exactly, write a song about, you know, the concept that you're learning.
You know, like, have fun with
Yo, hey. It's equilibrium with demand and supply.
The bars will just eat and then in the exam, you'll just be like...
Let's go. What about you?
Personally, I think the craziest thing I had, although I would say I don't really like studying the library because, I don't know, it's just not really something...
That interests you.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
but
valid.
From the few times I remember, like, I was sitting next to somebody and they were, like, on a video call with their partner. They were trying to be quiet, but, like, they were literally...
Yeah.
They were fighting.
Oh.
It was going down, you know.
Oh.
They're having communication issues.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was like, child
in the library.
Breathe. Like, y'all gonna take this outside.
But, oh, my
like,
goodness. What would have happened if they did take it outside? Maybe that's for their own safety.
You know.
Like, hey, because I know when things get heated, sometimes just like, I want to strangle you.
So,
but obviously, I can't do that. Yeah. Okay, that was very, I'm sure you were getting the scoop.
Literally.
Like, ooh,
okay, like, what is going on?
You know, what's happening? Ugh, guys. But even with all these strange experiences, I think one thing that I'd say kind of as a little message for, this exam season, because like you said, libraries are full. Everyone is focused, everyone is stressed, and everyone is kind of on edge.
Mm.
And I'd say that, even though it is a hectic time and there's a lot that is required from you, I mean, genuinely.
Yeah.
But I don't think, or I'd say to the listeners, that don't overwork yourself to the point where you don't have, there's not you left.
True.
You know, like you've now worked yourself to the literal bone, So, yeah, it's exam season, grind those books. We've seen you guys. You're pushing.
Study-thons.
Everything. Y'all are busy. But don't forget to take care of yourself.
Definitely. Don't lose who you are.
Because
once you lose who you are, it's kind of hard to get it back.
It really, really is. It's a whole process of relearning and, it's just unnecessary.
Yeah, like, as much as it is that deep, nothing's really that deep, guys.
Yeah, like, nothing is really, like, even though things might not turn out the way that you want, it's not the end. Like, it'll just be a blimp in the story.
You know, in the grand story, it's like, it was never that serious.
It was never that serious.
Like, I think that's the motto of life sometimes.
Yes.
It's never that serious.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, we have to end it here. Imagine.
We are just flowing,
literally.
This is such a great conversation.
It has been. My goodness.
Yeah.
And I hope the listeners as well, wherever you're listening, whether you're studying, whether you're in your room, or whether you're walking, we don't know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you might be at the grocery store and just be like, hey.
You know, listen to these amazing voices.
Literally.
You know?
But of course, we hope you have a good day. And of course, for the listeners who want to find out from you, Miss Kelly, where can they find you on social media?
Well, I'm on Instagram, Kelly Jelly, of course, .xo.
Period.
So give your girl a little, show your girl some love,
Exactly.
What about you?
And of course, if you want to find me on Instagram, you can find me at katello.tsigo. And of course, maybe even on Facebook too, at Tsigo K and Lovu, even though, Facebook is...
Hey. It's for our uncles.
But funny enough, that's also another culture shock, by the way.
Oh, yes.
People on this side love Facebook.
Guys, Facebook to me, it's like, that's what our moms use.
Like, why? Like,
we should be on Instagram. And TikTok.
But now, everybody on Facebook and say it's going down. Nah.
Now I'm not downloading it, Chase. Sorry. I'm not downloading Facebook.
It's not the wave. It's not the wave. But of course, same time, same place. And next week, we are saying...
Bye.
Opening up the waves for you to be heard.